Take your holy book. Turn to Malachi chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." I want to preach tonight a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: his glorious appearing. His glorious appearing. Now, if you think about that, you can see that over in Titus, in chapter number 3, or chapter number 2. And the Bible says this in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. He said, "For the grace of God hath that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." I'm thankful for that, ain't you? That we was able to see where salvation come from and know it. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. That means right now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. How do you do that? With the help of the Lord. And then watch number 13, verse says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior." Who is it? Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. So we're looking for a glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at this, the Bible asks us a question here, and we'd ask you a question. Verse number 2 of Malachi chapter 3. "But who may abide the day of his coming?" Amen. We see the thing is laid out here, and the question is asked in the passage about who can abide the day of his coming. Amen. And we can see this, and he's talking about John the Baptist, and when he came to pave a way for Lord Jesus Christ so that he could come the first time. Amen. But then he talks about the Lord Jesus Christ and the one that we seek, the one that we look for. And I want to say tonight, I hope we're looking for the Savior. Amen. I'm not looking for some great world leader to come on the scene and fix this thing. But the best I can understand it, the next world leader that comes on the scene ain't going to fix nothing. He's going to make it worse. But there's a God of heaven that we're looking for. And his name is Jesus Christ, who's coming, praise God, for his people one day. And he's going to take us out of this old mess that we're living in. And he's going to put us in a place of peace and hope. He said, see, he's going to suddenly come to his temple, even the master of the covenant. Now, that is none other than Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He is the messenger of the covenant. He was the one that brought us that promise. Praise God, is hearing. It started way back before the foundations of the world, when God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ formed a plan to make the world and the things thereof. And he said, hey, listen, he said, well, I know they're going to mess up, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to be sinners exceeding, but Jesus says, Father, I'm going to go ahead and make them a likeness and image of ourselves, and praise God, when they mess up, I'll go. Praise God, I'm glad I got somebody. Brother Roberts, when I mess up, he goes to the Father on my behalf. I praise God. He goes to my advocate and my mediator of one. And he says, Father, forgive them. I praise the Lord. He said, ask forgiveness. They're pleading the blood. They're pleading the blood. And I pray, ain't you glad it's that way? I'm glad we've got somebody. I praise God that's on our side. It may seem like the whole world's against us, and everybody's against us, and our family's against us, the people we work with's against us. Everybody's against us. But I want to say with an affirmation today that God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ are on your side. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see the messenger of the covenant. So who, and he said it's a covenant that we delight in. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. It's you, a covenant we lie. And he said, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Now he goes from talking about the first coming to the second coming. Amen. As we look at the last part of chapter, verse 1 and verses 2 and 3, praise God, he's talking about the Lord coming, praise God, and coming again, just like the Bible said he would, praise God. And he said, that's the question, who may abide the day of his coming? Praise God. Now I won't say the Lord's coming. He's coming the second time, just like he promised he would. Praise God. He come the first time as a perfect, spotless Lamb of God, a lamb for the slaughter. But I want to say the Bible teaches us, and he tells those who will believe, that he's coming again, praise God, and he's coming to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Praise God, he's going to be the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that is him. Amen. Praise God. God perfect in all his essence. Praise the Lord. And said, who can abide his coming? Well, I have to ask my question. I was thinking on this yesterday as I was working. I was running to and fro. I had to go work down in Columbus yesterday. And I was thinking, I was riding up the road, praise God, thinking about it. I thought, well, glory, hallelujah. Early in the morning, I thought, praise God, wouldn't it be a good day for Jesus to come? Praise God, the sun come up. Praise the Lord. It was a cold morning, but it's starting to warm up. I thought, wouldn't this be a good day? Praise the Lord for Jesus just to show up. And I don't know, but for a few minutes, I believe Brother Junior, he just sat down in the seat beside me. Praise God. And we had us a spell. And I began to think about how good he was. How good it'd be. Praise God. I'm glad he rides along with me. I'm glad he lives in my heart. I'm glad everywhere I go, there he is. And I can't get away from him. And I wouldn't want to if I could.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to appear to my Savior. But the question I got to thinking about myself, are we, you and I, are we rejoicing in the glorious truth of the second coming? The glorious truth in the coming of a rejoicing in a soon coming Savior. Praise God. I'm a looking for him. I'm expecting him. I'm expecting, praise God, to hear a voice, a shout, a trumpet. I'm looking for something, praise God. I'm expecting till he comes. How about you? Fella told me the other day, he said, well, preacher, I don't know about this second coming stuff. Praise God, the Bible's pretty explicit about it. Jesus spoke about it in a lot of places. Amen. I wonder why, if it's not so, and why did Jesus say so in John chapter 14? He said, let not your heart be troubled, Brother Jeff. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, praise God, there you shall be. I'm looking for that place one time. Praise God, where I'm going to be with him. And he's going to be with me forevermore, because he's promised that he'd never leave me and he'd never leave you. Praise God. He said he'd always be with you. And his heart's desire is for you to be with him.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Maybe you say, I just disagree with that. Praise God. You disagree with God all you want to. Hey, I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. See, they done the same thing with John Baptist. John Baptist said, get ready, he's coming. They said, phooey. You don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Preaching a preacher baptism of repentance. Amen. Told him to bring something meat for repentance. He said, bring an attitude of repentance. An attitude of repentance toward God. And God will hear you. Amen. He said, Jesus is coming. He even went as far one morning, he's baptizing over there. The sun was coming up and just rising. Over the hump, there come Jesus. Old John Baptist said, well, show us the Savior. Show us the Christ. Amen. Old John Baptist looked up from his baptizing. There come Jesus, Brother Bill. I will say, listen to me. One day in a little while, Brother Jeff, he's going to come over that ridge. He's going to come over the hump. Praise God. And he'll say, behold, behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sins of the world. Praise His holy name. That's my God, my Savior. Amen. Praise His name. How do you know that Jesus said so? He said He come to seek and to save that was lost. Amen, that He might save them by His marvelous grace. Jesus said it. I don't know about you, but I believe it. Let me show you. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I done quoted you John chapter 14, 1 through 3. But look at verse 23. And Jesus answered and said unto him. Now He's talking about Judas, not Iscariot. He said, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Now watch this. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now I don't know about you, but that tells me that my God, now watch this, that my God loves you and He loves me enough that He'll condescend down to where we are. That He'll come down to us. Praise His holy name. I don't know about that. That does something to my soul. Amen. There's nothing like the love of God in His people, praise God, that makes a difference. John chapter 14, verse 27, look what He says. His peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. That as the world giveth, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again, what? Unto you. Amen. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go to the Father, for my Father is greater. Now watch this, greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. I'm glad I don't have to worry about unbelief. Praise God, I believe it with all my heart. I believe, praise God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, is coming for me. Praise God, I'm talking about a glorious appearing. Amen. I see him like old Paul did. I see him through that glass darkly. Amen. And I don't know about you, but that excites me. But one day, praise God, we're going to see Him face to face. We're going to see our Savior as He is, where He is. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. You'll never get over that. Jesus come to me one Wednesday night, saved me by His marvelous grace, and I ain't got over that yet. He said, preacher, you're almost 60 years old. You was 14, you got saved, ain't you? Praise God, I ain't got over it yet. But praise the Lord, I tell you, when I see Him face to face, amen, glory, hallelujah, what a day that's going to be. His glorious appearing in His face that I shall see. Praise His holy name. If Jesus said it, I won't say, glory to God, we can believe it. Amen. What about the other parables in His second coming? Look at Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 1. Now He's not giving us the parable. You know the parable very well, of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. He said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no wine with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Amen, glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but church, I'm a listening for that call of the bridegroom come in. Glory, hallelujah. And the church, the bride of Christ is going to go out to meet Him. Bless His holy name. But look what they says in conclusion, verse 13. He says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But praise God, we know because He said He was, that He will. He said it and I believe it. Praise the Lord. His whole book's like that to me. Praise God. There's a whole lot of it, Junior, I don't understand. But praise God, I believe every word of it. Praise the Lord. The best of my little old finite mind can comprehend. I believe God Almighty is the absolute word. Absolutely. And what He said is absolute truth. And whether I believe it or not, it's still the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like His word, don't you? It makes the difference. Amen. What Jesus said. Jesus goes on in Luke chapter 19. And He says this, talking about the second coming of the Savior. Luke chapter 19, in verse 12 and 13. Amen. He's a talking to them, and he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Amen. He had to get things in order. He said he went to a far country to get things in order so he could take charge of the kingdom. The kingdom, praise God, that he was setting up. The kingdom that he was desiring. The kingdom that he was wanting. The kingdom that he's promised. The kingdom that he deserves. The kingdom, praise God, that he has rights to. Amen. He set up his kingdom for himself, a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He went in that far country, praise God, to set up a kingdom, to get her ready, praise God. And he gave us some things to do. He gave to his servants to do. And he said, listen, you just occupy till I come. Young'uns, that's what we got to do tonight. We just got to keep occupying, taking up our space, doing what we can. It's giving God glory and giving Him praise for what He's done and what He's going to do. Amen. Let me just say something tonight. Every time the old devil tries to get you down and get you to the mully grubs and getting you to praise God to a point that you want to give up, just say, glory, how good. I'm just going to go with God. I'm going to stay in the fight because one day, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's made us a promise, and that promise will come full circle with the help of the Lord. Amen. So the Lord teaches us, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen. He's coming again. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 1, verses 9 through 11, He said, the Bible teaches us that He said, this same Jesus, remember, Jesus was going up into glory. He ascended from the Mount of Olives. Amen. The Mount of Olives, He ascends up from heaven. And they're standing there, Brother Josh, they're standing there watching Him. He goes up into heaven. I mean, your daddy watched Him as they coming down from heaven. Amen. To get Him and pluck Him up. Take Him up out of here. But He's standing there, they're standing there watching as Jesus, praise God, He goes up into heaven. And those angels, praise God, they're standing there to a type of witness. He said, why stand you here gazing into heaven? He said, this same Jesus was taken up from you. He said, in like manner shall so return. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like He went up, He's coming back. Amen. Praise God. His feet left off the Mount of Olives. The Bible says that His feet's going to come back and they're going to land on the Mount of Olives. Amen. How do you know that, Zechariah? Zechariah, isn't Zechariah chapter 14? Let me just show you why I'm here. Zechariah chapter 14. Amen. Talking about the day of the Lord coming. He said, His feet, verse number 4, shall stand in that day. He's talking about eight. Now watch this. He's talking about a particular day. We're going to get into that in just a second. And His feet shall stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east, and in the midst there toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and the valley and height of the mountain shall remove toward the north and height toward the south. Amen. Praise God. He said it's going to cleave in the midst. Now look what's going to happen in verse number 8. He said, it shall be in that day. It's a certain day. It's a peculiar day. Amen. It's a given day. Amen. It shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one. Amen. There ain't going to need be no more presidents and potentates. There's going to be a Savior and a God and a King and a Lord of lords who's going to rule and reign on that day. Praise God. I'm glad there's that day. That day's coming, praise God. But Jesus said, praise God, this same Jesus, not another one, but this same Jesus. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, he said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven." Whoa. The Lord Himself. Now, He didn't just say, "The Lord shall descend." He said, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven." Amen. Praise God. He's coming out of there. What would bring Him from the portals of glory? You and me. Amen. So that we could observe and see His glorious appearance. Who gets to see? Those that are righteous in God, those that are trusted in the Lord, those that have made ourselves white in their purity of the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise God, is worthy of a Savior Himself descending down to where we are. The prophecies the Bible gives us of the Lord Jesus Christ and His second coming. Amen. The first part of them have been fulfilled. Right? The prophecies of the Lord Jesus coming the first time have been fulfilled. They were fulfilled literally. Amen. So what's to keep us from thinking that the second one won't be fulfilled literally? Amen. Jesus is coming just like He said He would. Literally. Amen. Praise God. The second coming on a certain day. Praise His holy name. That's what He tells us in Malachi chapter number 3. But who may abide the day of His coming? It's not any day, but it's the day. Praise the Lord. There's the day coming, a certain day that the Lord is coming. Amen. Pays to be ready. Say, "Preacher, when is it?" The question is, who may abide the day of His coming? And we don't know when He's coming. It's a date. It's a specific date. It's a specific time. But we don't know when. Amen? You know, if mankind knew exactly when the Lord was coming, we would be we would goof off and live in sin till the day before He come. And then we'd fall on our face and beg God to please forgive us for all the wicked things we've done while we was waiting on Him. But He don't play that way. He's looking at our stewardship now to see what we're doing while we're waiting. Amen? To see our days. He's recording all of our works. And we don't know when He's coming. Matthew chapter 24 said we don't know when He's coming. Said we're not for sure. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. Matthew chapter 24, look at this, verse 36. He said, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but My Father only." But now watch this, verse 37. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, who's the Son of Man? Jesus. Bible said, he said, we don't know. The days of Noah were, they were eating, drinking, getting married, and giving in marriage until the flood came and took them away. He said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Tells me He's coming. He's coming, praise God. Matthew chapter number 25, verse 13. Look what He says. He said, "Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man," what? "Cometh." Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to get ready because Jesus is coming. Amen. We know He comes in two parts. He comes in the cloud with a shout and a trump, and praise God, to come up hither. And then He's coming back, praise God, to this earth to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Bless His holy name. A literal coming to this earth. Praise God. He's coming with the saints of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad it's that way.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we get to be with Him. We're going to be with Him wherever He's at. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just show you real quickly. This is Wednesday night Bible study, right? We say it. We ought to just go ahead and look at it. In Revelation. Revelation chapter 19. The Bible says this. Verse number 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Who's that? That's Jesus. Amen. There's never been anybody as faithful and true as the Lord. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. But now watch this. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Who is that army from heaven? You say, well, that's angels. No, that's not angels. Who are these folk that are arrayed in clothing in fine linen, white and clean? That's the bride. Look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. And His wife, praise God, that's me and you, born again believers, hath made herself ready. And to her was granted, that means that she was given through grace, that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Who's coming? Who's riding out with the Lord Jesus Christ? Who is that army from heaven with banners? Amen. That's, praise God, that's the saints of God. That's you and I who believe and trust the Lord, who's going to be with Him, who's the answer to His prayer. Praise God. Who ever thought that me and you could be an answer to the Lord's prayer? Praise God. What a God, what a Savior I've got that would love me enough to let me come with Him. Praise His holy name. And out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword, verse 15, that with it He should smite the nations, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And He hath on His vesture and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings. We know what it is, don't we? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's none like Him, praise God. No, not one. But we see as He's riding out, and then we see in Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 6, He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. Amen. A thousand shall reign, be priest of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. Praise God. We get to reign with Him for 1,000 years. Bless His name. And then we see Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, He says this in verses 1 through 7. Now watch this. He said, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Can you see that? You say, preacher, where have I heard that before? When His feet land on the Mount of Olives, it's cleaving in the midst, and water's going to go forth out of the throne of grace to make everything that it touches alive. Praise His holy name. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, There was the tree of life. Somewhere, Brother Jeff, in the Bible, it spoke of a tree of life. Seems like They was a tree of life somewhere in a garden a long time ago. Amen. He said, in the midst of the street on each side of the river and was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manners of fruits and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. That's what's going to take you care of all the ailments. Praise the Lord. And there shall be no more curse. Wait a minute. Was heaven ever under a curse? Huh? The earth was under a curse. Amen. After sin. But he said there's going to be no more curse. We're going to have a perfect paradise. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, the glorious appearing of our Savior. Well, glory, that'll make Cobab to shout. Amen. Praise God. And His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no light there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. Now watch this. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Praise His holy name with our Savior in glory. Praise His name. And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. But now watch this. And the Lord God and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to shew unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. And Jesus steps in here and He said, behold, I come quickly. He wanted us to know He's coming. When He got to talking about what was going to take place and how the curse was going to be gone, Jesus gets so excited, He breaks in and He said, youngins, I'm coming quickly. When I come, praise His holy name. Bless His name. He said, blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. In other words, if we believe God, God will bless our hearts. He said that, and he goes in verse 10, he said, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophets of this book, for the time is at hand. Praise God. Verse number 12, Revelation 22, he said, behold, pay attention, watch closely, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end, the first and the last. Praise His holy name. And in John, the Revelator, he said, he which testifies these things saith, Jesus says, the last words out of His mouth to the apostle, to the writer of Revelation, he said, surely, or of a truth, or absolutely, positively, I come quickly. Amen. John says, amen, Lord. And then he says this, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I wondered that, and I ask a question again. Are we rejoicing in the glorious appearing of our Savior? Are we looking for Him to come? Praise God. And relieve us from all the torment. And give us, take away the curse and give us the peace of God that passes understanding. Amen. Praise God. Give us that new atmosphere to live in. I mean, you can look at this for yourself. You can see just exactly how God sets this thing up, how He plans this thing out. There's a new heaven and a new earth. People talk about this global warming. They ain't got a clue. There's going to be global warming, all right. Because God said He's going to melt it with a fervent heat. He's going to purify it with fire. Amen. Praise God. He's going to make this place pure. Why is He going to do that? To get rid of the curse. Amen. So we can have our paradise back. The way it's supposed to be, and where we can walk around in this world with the Lord God Almighty. Just praising Him, giving Him glory and honor for all that He does. When we see His glorious appearing. Amen. Praise God. It's just as clear as the nose on your face. You say, preacher, you really mean he's literally coming back to this world? He's literally coming back to rule and reign in this world. On the throne of his father. Was David's throne not a literal throne? Amen. Said he's going to rule and reign on the throne of his father David. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't get no clearer than that. He said it, and I believe it. You say, well, preacher, you're a dummy. That's all right. Leave me alone. I'm a dummy for Jesus, praise God. He said it, and I believe it. And I'm looking one day for him to come. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for him coming two parts to call me up out of here. Raptured church, I believe one day he's going to come with a shout and a trump. We're going to look at maybe in a couple weeks that the aspects of that call when it goes out, how he's going to call out the church, how he's going to deal with the nation of Israel, how things is going to play out. But those three things that they said that they do there, and I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome thing that God Almighty, he's got this thing planned out to the letter. Amen. Don't worry. Hey, listen, don't worry about all this stuff. Hey, it's going to wax worse and worse because the Bible says so. Amen. But God is in control. Amen. And he's coming again to set things right. Amen. To take control of the situation. Praise his holy name. Amen. He's just sending us out into the world like old John the Baptist to be that messenger. Just say, Jesus is coming. Praise God, to a lost and a dying world. And compel them to come get in before it's too late. Praise God. I want to see everybody saved. I don't want to see anybody that'll miss heaven, miss the Lord, miss the presence of the Lord. The worst thing about hell was being alienated from God forever and ever. You say, preacher, the torments and the fire and the brimstone and the nasty, that's all bad. But nothing will compare to being alienated from the presence of God forever. That's the worst thing that you could ever imagine. Amen. Be alienated from the Lord. Praise his holy name.